Hooligan fishing is a tradition for many people in the Upper Lynn Canal. But this spring, those who fish in the Chilkoot River had disappointing results. Researchers say the mysterious fish seem to have turned right instead of left into the Taya River near Skagway instead of the Chilkoot. And as KHNS's Emily Files reports, there's no way to know exactly why.
I didn't catch any on the Chilkoot side, but I caught some at Jones Point. I actually caught 10 gallons, and that was it.
Sonny Williams is a lifelong Haines resident who usually catches 20 to 30 gallons of hooligan each spring. The small, herring-like fish is traditionally used for oil and smoking. He says the only other times he's seen the run this low in the Chilkoot is when the lake has been frozen.
It was a lot lower than the previous 4 years that we have data on.
Meredith Pokart is executive director of Tauchnik Watershed Council. Tauchnik is the only group that monitors hooligan in the Upper Lynn Canal. This year, they estimate the run was about 300,000. Last year, it was between 3 and 4 million. In 2011, it was about 12 million. Here's what they saw this year.
A lot of excitement in Lutac Inlet, but they never really materialized up in the river.
Brad Ryan is director for the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition. He and Pokart say it seems like the Chilkat ran hard, but Chilkoot was quiet. Despite the really low run, they aren't worried hooligan are declining.
The hypothesis of hooligan in the Northern Lynn Canal, Juneau area, is they just pick a river to run to based on some sort of environmental cue that we don't understand at this point. So they may run to Berners Bay, they may run to the Chilkat, they may run to the Chilkoot, or on occasion, they run to the Taya.
So we're heading out to Dai, and we're just looking out at the flats for the Taya River here. The tide's pretty low, and we can see a ton of seagulls out on the flats. Last week, they were all over the place just because the hooligan run was so big.
Rachel Ford is program manager of the Taya Watershed Council in Skagway. Skagway residents say this is the biggest run they've seen in the Taya in at least 10 years. Some say it's the largest run in 40 years. So why did the hooligan cross to the other side? Why a big run in the Taya and not the Chilkoot? Williams, the Haines hooligan fisherman, thinks he knows. He says he was watching the hooligan as they swam north.
I watched them come around the Battery Point and then get right in front of the river up there. And they were there for like a day. And we were like, okay, they're gonna show up. They started trickling off, and all of a sudden the pounding at the ferry terminal had a definite effect on them moving out of here.
William says he watched the fish turn around near the ferry terminal. A new ferry dock has been under construction since April. The State Department of Transportation says they have not heard any complaints related to hooligan. Ryan, one of the watershed hooligan monitors, isn't sure about that theory.
I understand that there was some talk about the ferry dock. I kind of doubt that. I mean, they came into Lutac, they went into the Ferriby, into the Tysanky pretty heavy.
But nobody knows for sure. Hooligan are not well-researched like salmon and halibut. Ryan says Alaska Fish and Game doesn't monitor hooligan because they're not as economically important as other fish. But they are traditionally important to subsistence fishermen in the Upper Lynn Canal. Since there's so little research on hooligan, it's hard to predict what the little fish will do next spring. Haines locals hope the Chilkoot sees a stronger run, and Skagway locals hope their hooligan luck continues. Reporting in Haines and Skagway, I'm Emily Files.